A few notes on the pre-glitch, glitch, post-glitch continuum. There are several types of usages for these appended terms, pre and post. They have a type of usage which can refer in its most simple form to an implication of placement along a more or less linear timeline. This is a chronological, linear, historical account in which such and such precedes something else, and such follows something else. So then, in the context of pre-glitch, glitch, and post-glitch continuum, an example of this would be from the perspective of pre-glitch, the use of the term dirt in the phrase dirt style by Paul B. Davis and Corey Archangel in Chicago predates my use of the phrase dirty new media in Chicago. So this is a simple occurrence of dirt predating dirty in the same field of activity, constituting a pre-glitch histories in which dirt influences or inspires dirty. The Paul B. Davis, Corey Archangel collaboration on dirt styles influences and inspires, again, my development with John Satram, Jake Elliott, and Amanda Gutierrez, and many more people working in this area of dirty new media, and subsequently increasingly more and more people working in that modality. So there's a simple chronological example. Another more complex, less directly linear chronological timeline-based example would be a usage of the appendage post to refer to not only after, but also critical of. This is a simple interpretation of the use of the term postmodernism as a word which denotes a level of criticality in the perspective of the postmodern onto the modern. So in this case, post-glitch would be that which looks at glitch critically and attempts to formulate other positions more critical of glitch itself that can't be contained so stably within the already unstable arts of glitch and glitch art.